Daf Gimel Amud Beis. This is okay. So we managed over Yatzif, I guess. And let's begin. So the bottom of Gimel. So we're on Daled Amud Aleph. We're going to start the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Two dots. Hayasa Gavoa Me Esrim Ama. So if you have a sukkah that's over 20 amos, so we saw in the Mishnah, it's a problem. We have to get it to be within 20 amos. So what someone could do, or someone might try to do, right? We said that someone has to make it lower. So that's, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to top off chop off the top of the sukkah? Okay, I guess so. Another option is maybe you can minimize it. Lamata bekarim uksasos. Have like cushions and blankets and things like that, and fill up the floor. So you're making a new floor, and the air space within the sukkah will be within 20 amos, and maybe that's a viable option. So someone comes to do that. So lo have miut. That's actually not considered an effective method of minimizing the airspace in the sukkah. Why not? So the reason would be. Rashi says, "She'ein sofa l'aniach sham kol zayin if nehefsin ramono." You're not going to leave your pillows and blankets in there, for the entire floor for 7 days. At some point, you're going to say, you know, you got to bring something inside. It's going to get ruined. It's expensive. People are not going to want to leave that there for their floor. They would say, "Okay, no. What if I really mean it, right?" So this, now taking at the top of the next dumb, but vi'af agav debatlinuhu. So even if you're mavato, you say, no, I have plenty of money, or I did some budgeting this year and I allotted an amount of this year's budget to go to blankets and pillows that I'm going to be mafker to use to make my sukkah smaller. No. Mishum debat ladato etel kol adam. We have a principle that we're mavato his das by other people. By everybody else, that because generally people are like this. This one lunatic, we're not going to follow his unique bittle over here, and so therefore across the board, it's considered that not a good bittle. And we're still in Pesach lingo a little bit. We don't consider it a good bittle, and that is not an effective way of making his sukkah smaller, the airspace of the sukkah. It's interesting because you already start thinking if you remember the first Amud, the different possible reasons for why this would be a problem. So it kind of gets the gears thinking about it. Like if we're making the floor smaller, but the walls are remaining the same, right? The walls are the same size. So, you know, according to the opinion that the first opinion we quoted, I think it was Rabbah, that the point is that you're supposed to see the schach. So making the airspace smaller would be helpful. What about the one about being in the shade of the sukkah? So maybe
higher up though in the sukkah it might
maybe
be different.
Maybe. And what about the third opinion, Rava, who says that no, what if it's over 20 amos, then that's already a diras keva. It necessarily needs to be made like a diras keva. So according to Rava, it wouldn't seem that this method would be effective. So it looks like this does not hold like Rava. Interesting. Something to think about. We saw those three different opinions, and as we see cases in the Mishnayos and Braisos that are quoted, to see which one of those opinions seems to fit into the framework. Okay. Now other ways within the same type of principle, but just different objects that might work as a better floor filler than cushions and pillows. So teven ubatlo havimiyot. Someone has straw. He fills up and makes an artificial straw floor of straw. You know, one amma, one tefach. It was a 20 amma sukkah, one tefach, and now it's a thick of straw. And he's mevatel it. He says, "I am mevatel this teven. This teven is, you know, it's only floor. Here on it, at least for the next 7 days. Havimiyot. That's effective. V'chosuk in afar, and for sure dirt." And then for sure dirt, and he was mavatlet, right? Why for sure dirt? Why straw and for sure dirt?
straw could still be used for something. Dirt is dirt.
Right. So straw is definitely more useful for feeding your animals, things like that. Dirt, you can also kind of find a use for it, you know. But you know, how else do they hold down their helium balloons, you know? So I'm sure you can find that was one of the big needs in the times of the Gemara, you know. Holding down their helium balloons. But, you know, for sure, dirt is less purposeful, and therefore, if this is true for straw, then for sure for dirt. Tevin ve'ein asid lefanoso. Now, if you have straw, and you don't currently plan on taking it away, but you weren't mevatel it. Ve'afar stam, and afar that you weren't mevatel, but you didn't state one way or the other that you're not planning on taking away. Machlokas Rebbe Yossi v'Rabbanan. It's a machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Right, so there's going to be different levels. There's ve'ein osid lefanoso, where he's not mevatel it, but he doesn't have intention to remove it. And then there's stam, where he didn't indicate one way or the other. And then there's if someone has intention to remove it, then that's definitely a problem. Right, that and in fact, we said that if it's cushions and pillows and things like that, we automatically assume, even if he specifies otherwise, we still automatically assume he will remove it. Now, if he has no intention to remove it, or maybe he didn't specify anything at all, that's a lower level, right? So I guess we can call it like four levels, right? There's he will remove it, and that's automatically a problem. The next level is stam. We don't know one way or the other. The next is ein asid lefanoso. He doesn't have any particular reason to do it. And then next, the strongest level is he's mevatel. So when it comes to straw, and he doesn't have any intention right now of removing it. There's no intention, no guarantees. And dirt, even less. Dirt is off our stam that we really have no idea. So that's a machlokas Rabbi Yossi in the Rabbanan. Let's see it. It's not that we learned in the Mishnah. Bias shemilehu teven. So this is actually a Mishnah from, not from Sukkah, from Aholos. It's talking about the ability for tumah to be in an ohel, and you need an airspace of this ohel to be 10 tachim. So again, we might be able to fill up the space in the house, and it's no longer able to transmit tumah in such a way. So bayishemileo teven otsroros, a house that is filled with straw or pebbles, ubitlo, and he was mavato the straw or the pebbles. So mavutal, it's considered batal. So the mashmas of this are bitlo ein, lo bitlo lo. So it seems that if he was not mevatel the tevin and the tsroros, then it wouldn't be effective. V'tani, so that's the opinion of the Rabbanan. V'tani Allah, and we taught a brisa regarding this Mishnah, that Rabbi Yossi Omer, tevin, if you have straw, v'ein asid lefanoso, hari huka afar stam, ubatel. That if you have straw and you don't have intention to remove it, right? You weren't mevatel it, but you don't have intention to remove it, right? And afar that's unspecified. You didn't say one way or the other regarding the afar. Both of those are considered the same level and are batal. Afar vasid lafanoso. And if you have dust, dirt, and you intend to remove it, but you didn't, you know, guarantee that you would. Harihu kistam teven. And harihu kistam teven ve'lo batil. That's like stam teven, unspecified, and it would not be batal. So here we have this machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan regarding teven that they were not mevatel it, but it's ein asid lefanoso. So Rabbi Yossi say it's fine, and the Rabbanan would are more machmir. So again, when it comes to teven, according to Tevin, if he's mevatel, then it's fine. If he was not mevatel, but ein osid lefanoso, he doesn't have intention to remove it, Rabbi Yossi says it's fine. The Rabbanan are strict. But if it's Tevin stam, everybody holds it's a problem. Everyone holds that's not good enough. When it comes to dirt, afar, and seemingly tsuros as well, according to Rabbi Yossi, even if it's as long as you don't have intention to remove it. So it's stop. It's unspecified. Rabbi Yossi said it's fine. The Rabbanan say no. You need a higher level than that in order for that to count. Okay, next case. Ha'isa givor me'esrim ama v'hutzin yordin besoch chaf ama. Let's say it was over 20 amos, but you have hutzin, some branches that are sticking out that are going out within 20 amos. So now you really, the main roof is over 20 amos, the main tzrach, but you have some of the branches that are creeping in, and so maybe you could say, well, the airspace has been minimized to within 20 amos.
Bonds.
What?
It's like the bottom. Where does it hit?
20? Right. There's a low. Well, because the branches are going downwards, there's an inner layer of the schach that is minimizing the airspace. So the question is going to be how much schach needs to be there in order for that to be considered minimizing the airspace. So im silsam iruba mechamasam kshera. If there's more shade than sun in that layer of hutsin that are going down, then it's going to be kosher. Vim lav psula. If not, it's possible. So if you would remove the top layer of schach, and now what's left is only the parts that's going within 20 amos, if that itself is a kosher layer of schach, then that's considered the new schach for measuring the airspace. And if it's within 20 amos, it's great. But if it's not that case, if you would take away the top layer of schach, and now it's more sun than shade going in, then those hutsin are irrelevant for the airspace, measuring the airspace in the sukkah. Okay, now the reverse case. Well, let's say it was 10 tvachim. Of course, that's the smallest possible height of a sukkah. And now you have hutsin, branches that are going down within. So does that minimize the airspace? So, Sovar Abaye Lameimar, Abaye thought to say what you're going to say, which is, well, im chamasam irubit mitzosam kshira. Well, if you remove the top layer of schach, and now the hutsin that are going down are more sun than shade, so I would consider that basically like it's not there, and then it'd be kosher, and if not, not. However, Amar Le Rav, Rav said, no, I don't think so. Ha dira sruchahi. This is a dira srucha. This is like a ruined house. The ain't adam dar b'dira srucha, and a person can't live in a dira srucha. So, meaning the part of why 10 amo, 10 tvachim is the smallest height is because smaller than that, it can't be called an adira. 10 tvachim is a waste, right? You can't call smaller than that adira. So if I'm there and I have branches coming down, I feel like, like the magician box with the swords in, it's adira srucha. And that's not acceptable, according to Rava. Okay, next case. Also a case of minimizing the airspace. Ha'isa gavoa me'esrim ama ubana ba itzdaba. If a sukkah was over 20 amos, and he built an itzdaba. An itzdaba is like a stand. I have a really nice picture in my head. Yeah, okay. Yeah, these are very nice. Yes, that's the Gemara that I was originally preparing this, and I looked like that. Look at this. It's 3D. See this?
Oh,
that's
nice much stuff. Better.
Yeah. Okay. He's got like the stick figure one.
good money for this.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You can't judge a book by its cover. It's beautiful on the outside. Ruch Hashem, beautiful printing. Okay, so Banava Itztaba, and he built an Itztaba here. So the Itztaba is Kenega Dofan Hem Soy Apne Kula. But so by the way, just the significance of it being an Itztaba is that it's not like any of the cases thing we talked before. Like these, the Itztaba, that's there to stay. Right, the itzdaba. It's not like maybe asher lefanoso or no. This is there. It's a wall. But the thing is, he did not put it throughout the whole sukkah. So what did he? Where did he put it? By the way, itzdaba kenega dofan ha'emtsai, opposite the middle wall, apnei kula, but going through all three walls, as you see in that top picture, picture one. That it's touching upon all three walls. The sukkah, of course, needs three walls. So v'yesh b'hechsher sukkah, and the itztaba itself needs to have the minimum size of a sukkah, which Rashi says, well, we generally know it's Rosh Hashanah v'shulchano, which is 7x7 tvachim. Rashi, a couple of places, says it's 7x7 tvachim in a mashu, whatever it is. You have that minimum size of a sukkah, so ksheira, it's kosher. And Rashi interestingly says, where is that? Rashi interestingly says that the whole sukkah is going to be kosher. not just this area. I don't know. I don't think all Rishonim agree with it, but Rashi does say that. Umin hatzad. Well, let's say you made it from the side, as you see in picture two, that it's upon two walls, but there's one wall that's completely separated from it. So now you really, you even like on the itzdaba itself, you have the proper size for a minimum sukkah, but it's really only two walls. So im yesh misfas itzdaba lekosel dalad amos psula. If the distance from the itzdaba to the third wall is four amos, then it's pasul. Sorry, there's nothing we can do to help you. However, pachos me arba amos, but if the distance from the itzdaba to the third wall is less than four amos, kshera, it's actually kosher. So before we get to the question, there's a certain principle, halakha l'moshe m'Sinai, Rashi says explicitly, but the Gemara actually is going to say in the next line what it is, called dofen akuma. Dofen akuma, sounds familiar, right? Yeah, so we consider...
Virtual walls.
What?
Virtual.
There are many different types of virtual walls that we have. We have Godasis, Godasik, and Godachis. We learned about them in Erevin as well. There's Shurus HaPesach. There are different types of virtual walls that we have. Also, Lovewood plays a factor in this. But this Dofen Akuma in particular is where we are able to view a wall or as being bent, and sometimes the Schach as being as if it's a bent wall. So the application of the rule of Dofen Akuma, one of the rules of Dofen Akuma, is that we don't imagine this wall if it's four amos or more. It needs to be less than four amos. So what's being envisioned over here is that the schach that is over the itzdaba is, and the schach is continuing, and then that schach is connected to the opposite wall, right? The wall is distance from the itzdaba. So we consider all of that, we consider as if it folds into the itztaba. So, right, imagine the schach that's right over the itztaba, and the schach that's attached to that in the wall, we imagine the schach itself as if it folds down. And is, so you have, like, I mean, let's say we would actually bend it. So you have the wall coming down, so you have, like, half a wall made of schach and half of it made of the third wall, and we have brought it close, and now we have like a 7x7 tvachim or something like that sukkah. So that's how we view it. So the schach is bending down, going to where the itztaba is, and the wall that's attached to it as well, and that's a third wall for it. And we applied the principle of dofen akuma. And now the Gemara is going to ask. So wait, hold on, Micah Mashbalan. Damrin on Dofen Akuma. What's the big chiddush of this Mishnah, that or of this halacha? Right, this is it's not a Mishnah, right? It's just a Amoraic teaching that we have Dofen Akuma. Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah we have Dofen Akuma. We know it already. We have a house that had like a cavity, like there was nifches, like it was like lessened, but like, you know, like something from the ceiling caved in. So you want to be sitting now in the house, because the house doesn't have a roof anymore, or at least part of the roof is missing. So I'm sitting now under the schach, but the schach doesn't go all the way to the wall, because there's still more ceiling that did not fall in. So I want to sit in this sukkah. So if there is dalad amos of ceiling still there, then it's pasul. Hapachos mikan, kshera. But if it's less than four amos, it's going to be kosher, because I'm going to view the pasul schach, the ceiling, I'm going to view that as if it's folded over and being my wall. That's a slightly different application. It's still Dofen Akuma, but it's a little bit different, because before we were making the schach bend down. Over here now we're making puzzle ceiling schach bend down. But we have Dofen Akuma. So we learned that in the Mishnah. So what would you have said? Hasan hu dechazi ledofen. Avahacha dechazi ledofen emalo. I would say the case we just quoted, where there was ceiling that crashed in, but we have real walls. We have a good dofen there. It's just not attached. So I would say that you can apply dofen akuma. But over here we don't even have good walls. By the sukkah where it's over 20 amos. So I would say maybe you don't apply dofen akuma there. Kamash Malan, we do apply dofen akuma there. Hayesa gavoa michaf ama. Okay, so new case. Let's say it was over 20 amos. Ubana itztaba beemtza yisa. And you built the itztaba right in the middle, not touching any wall. Im yesh misvas itztaba ledofen arba amos lechol ruach v'ruach psula. If there's from the edge of the itztaba there to the wall is 4 amos in all directions, it's pasul. Pachos me arba amos ksheira. If it's less than 4 amos in, I guess, at least 3 directions, it's kosher. My kamashmalan, damrina dofen akuma. What are you trying to teach me? That we learned dofen akuma? We know. Well established at this point. So, hainohach, this is it. So, no, mahu desema, what would you have said? Dofen akuma miruach acha samrina. Right now, I guess the simple way to understand the Gemara, though, it might be a little bit complicated around you, but the simple way to understand the Gemara is that the case of the house, you know, crashed in and it's maybe, I don't know, 1, 2, whatever it is, how many walls. But over here, we said you built it right in the middle, so it's actually not connected to any walls, so maybe we're not going to apply so many dofen akumas. Nope. Ava ko ruach v'ruach lo. Kamas malon, that indeed, we applied dofen akuma in all 4 directions. Last case. Hayasa pechusa mi yudfachim. A little bit of the reverse now. So we have a less than 10 tefach high sukkah. Problem. V'chakak b'kedei la'shlima, but you're digging out the floor to make the floor, right, to get an extra, let's say it's a 9 tefach sukkah, and now you're digging out the ground, digging out a tefach's worth, so now you're going to end up having combined the 9 tefachim of the sukkah with the 1 tefach of hole in the ground, you're going to have 10 tefachim. So, im yesh misfas chakak lekosel gimel tefachim. So, as long as the wall and the hole, the engraved floor that you dug, are within 3 tefachim with each other, right? It's totally fine. Obviously, if you just dig out that ground, but let's say it's not next to the wall. Let's say it's, you know, one or two tefachim out, up to 3 tefachim out. But if it's imiyeshu sash chak lekosel gimel tefachim, if it's 3 tefachim, psula. Pachos mishlosha tefachim, if it's less than 3 tefachim though, ksheira, we're going to apply lovet over here. Rashi quotes it at the top. Kilovet halach lebesh mesinai, v'chashvina leke ilu hachakak lovet magia ad kosel. So if it's less than 3 tefachim, we view it as if it's, even though it's almost 3 tefachim away, it's as if it's the hole in the ground is connected to the wall, and it's you have a 10 tefach sukkah there. So the Gemara asks the question: Ma'ishna hosam damart pachas mi'arba amos, u'ma'ishna hacha damart pachas mi'shloshet tefachim. When it came to the height of the sukkah, and meaning it's similar to building an itztaba right in the middle. So we over there we're willing to give you a distance of up to 4 amos. 4 amos was the problem, but as long as it was less than 4 amos, we played dofen akuma and it was fine. Over here, we're giving you up to 3 tefachim. That's a very significant difference. Why is it different over here? So hasam diste le dofen pachos me'arba amos sagya. Because over there, where you had a real wall already, yeah, correct. It wasn't a kosher wall for a sukkah because it's 20 amos, but you had a real wall. So pachos me'arba amos, as long as it's less than 4 amos, it's fine. Hachel l'shavuye dofen. Over here, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make it as if it's a wall. We're digging a tefach of ground, and we're trying to consider that as if it's a wall. So pachos mishlosha tefachim in ilo lo. If it's less than 3 tefachim, then it's fine. If not. So we're not willing to do dofen akuma over here because you don't really have this tefach of dug into the ground is not really even considered a wall. We'll allow you. We're going to allow you to use lava to make it considered as if it's a wall. But you, for lava, you only have up to 3 tefachim. We don't have an existing wall that we can apply the principle of dofen akuma. Sure.